हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। ఓం నమో భగవతే పరంజ్యోతిస్వరూపాయ పరమాత్మనే వరబ్రహ్మణే। ఓం నమో భగవతే శ్రీ దక్షిణామూర్తిస్వరూపాయ శ్రీ దయానందరూపాయ పరమాత్మనే పరబ్రహ్మణే। లెట్ అస్ స్ట్రెయిట్ అవే గో టు ది క్లాస్ టుడే। ది స్తైత్రే ఉపనిషత్, the first chapter known as Sikshavalli, we are seeing the fifth anuvakaha, panchamaha anuvakaha, wherein vyahrutyatma brahmopasanam forms the subject matter. Upasanam, meditation, subject matter, meditation here. Anyway, whenever the word meditation we hear, Upasanam, definitely object of meditation is Ishwaraha. When you say Ishwaraha, the total manifestation of knowledge is Ishwara. So Ishwaraha, otherwise said to be Sagunam Brahma. The pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness, as it is Nirgunam Brahma. The attributeless reality is Nirgunam Brahma. The same reality looked upon as the manifested knowledge is consciousness, manifested is Ishwara. So here Ishwaraha means the entirety of the cosmos being manifestation of knowledge. The entirety of the universe is the form of Ishwara. Here again we have gross manifestation, perceptible gross manifestation. Then there is subtle manifestation. And there is also unmanifested power. Unmanifested power is unmanifested universe. Manifested power is manifested knowledge in the form of subtle universe. Manifested knowledge in the form of the gross universe. So in upasanam, in meditation, the important factor to be noted is the gross manifestation, the gross universe, the subtle universe, or unmanifested, nothing is looked upon as matter, nothing is looked upon as inert bundle of matter. What is looked upon as a bundle of matter by a scientist is looked upon as a conscious being by Vedanti. And look at the whole cosmos as manifestation of conscious being. Then you call the whole jagat is one macrocosmic being. Just as every individual human being is a microcosmic being, the whole cosmos also, when looked upon as Ishwara, as a manifestation of knowledge, not as bundle of energy, inert material energy, then it's a macrocosmic being. In Tamil we say Perum Aal. You are a chinna aal, you are a small being, and the universe is macro, macrocosmic being, Perumal, then Ishwara. So gross universe is Ishwara, subtle universe is Ishwara, unmanifested universe also is Ishwara, and the source of existence of this is what? Nirgunam Brahma. So Ishwarah, Bhagavan in Vedic tradition is the whole. All that is here is Ishwara. When you look at the whole as one macrocosmic being, a manifestation of consciousness, not a bundle of material, an energy, inert energy, then you personify it. You can see the person, can personify the whole as the one having head, hands, feet and trunk. It's just the personification is for us to be able to visualize the formless Lord who is in the form of the whole. The who is in the form of the countless number of forms constituting the one whole cosmos. Is personified. Then you look at Bhagavan as the one having head, trunk, hands and feet. So here, Hiranyagarbheshwara, the Lord who is in the form of the entirety of the subtle manifestation, Sukshma Prapancharupena Vidyamanaha Ishwaraha, who is given this title of Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshwara, is Sagunam Brahma. Here is invoked. Ishwara's grace is invoked. So visualized. In order to invoke the grace of Ishwara, in order to visualize, here the meditation is prescribed. Okay. And here, in this fifth section, we have first Upanishad presenting three already known, familiar, well-known Vyakhritayaha, auspicious utterances in terms of Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. We saw yesterday. And Upanishad herself introduces another Vyakhritihi, an auspicious utterance, Mahaha, as discovered by, as revealed to the sage, Mahachamasyaha. We saw all those. Now here, this Mahaha, what do these Vyakhritis mean? These auspicious utterances are sounds, words. So Mahaha actually means big. Therefore, it is taken as an alambanam, a symbol of the Hiranyagarbha's trunk. Because trunk, to the trunk alone, feet and hands and head are connected. So the head, feet, hands cannot survive, cannot enjoy existence, cannot be nourished without the trunk. Trunk keeps all of them together, intact. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha here is looked upon as the one having head, hands, feet and trunk. Does Hiranyagarbha have this form? No. Hiranyagarbha is a concept, is a fact to be understood. Hiranyagarbha is a name, title, attributed to the entirety of the subtle manifestation, looked upon as a conscious being, formless. So this, the formless Hiranyagarbha, even Ishwaraha is a title attributed to the manifested knowledge, manifested consciousness. So formless Lord, who is in the form of the whole cosmos. The whole cosmos is consisting of constituted of countless number of forms, names and functions. Is Ishvara. So here, Hiranyagarbha is personified as the one having head, trunk, feet and hands. Therefore, these four Vyakritis are taken now. Literally, the word Bhuhu means this world of mortal beings. Bhuvaha means intermediary space connecting this world and the higher world. And Suvaha means heaven. But here we take all these four, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, and the fourth one, Mahaha, all four Vyakritis are taken here as revered as mantras. They are taken as alambanani. Alambanani means symbols. Symbolizing, all four together symbolize the whole Hiranyagarbha. So here, Mahaha stands for the trunk of Hiranyagarbha. That we are going to see the Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, all these four Vyakritis constitute the form of Hiranyagarbha. And in this section, we are going to see four meditations. In each meditation, we are invoking only Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha, the whole. Ishvara, the whole. In the first, we see all the worlds as Hiranyagarbha. In the second meditation, we see all the luminaries as Hiranyagarbha. In the third, we see all the Vedas as Hiranyagarbha. In the fourth, we see all physiological functions, all subtle functions as the totality of subtle functions as Hiranyagarbha. And the whole, we are going to see all that is here is Hiranyagarbha. That is the idea. Let me make it very clear. The fact is, let me make it very clear before I enter into the class. If we see this fact of the whole, the entirety of the cosmos being Bhagavan, this is vision of the fact. In order to understand this fact, when the teacher or the Shastram tells us to see this world as Bhagavan, it is Upasana. What is the difference between Jnanam and Upasanam? Jnanam and Dhyanam. What is the difference between Jnanam and Dhyanam? In Jnanam, we see everything being Ishvara. In Dhyanam, we see everything as Ishvara. Is it clear? In order to see everything being Ishvara, now we are trying to see everything as Ishvara. Okay, this is Jnanam and Dhyanam. So meditation, Dhyanam should culminate in Jnanam. If I understand the fact the entire cosmos is Ishvara, this Jnanam is a vision of the fact. If we try to see the whole cosmos as Ishvara, It is meditation. Is the difference between jnanam and dhyanam. Upasanam. Okay. So, all four upasanas should be practiced by one person. So that a person can enjoy the benefit. We'll see the benefit also later on. Let us see where we left yesterday. Okay. Bhor, Bhobat. The next class onwards, we'll meet 10 minutes earlier so that we will have time for chanting. We'll practice chanting. Bhur bhuvasu varitivam etas tisro vyahrutayah tasamuhasmaitan chaturthim mahachamasya pravedayate maha iti tad brahma sa atma Anga Anyanya Devata Aha. Okay. We are still seeing this Bhashyam part. So yesterday I said why the Vyakritihi Mahat. Mahaha. Mahaha is, Maha symbolizes the trunk part as part of Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, which pervades all other limbs. In fact, there is Sambandha. The trunk is looked upon as Angi. The Angi means that which has limbs is Angi. The limbs are said to be Angani. Angam, one not one Angam. There are main three Angani. Head, feet and hands. Angani. So trunk and limbs. The Angi and Angani. Angi, Angani together constitute the whole. Macrocosmic being. Angani are non-separate from Angi. Limbs are non-separate from the trunk. Limbs are sustained, enjoy existence, and nourished by the trunk. So they're non-separate. There's only one whole Ishvara, which are one whole Ishvara. So every Angam is pervaded by Angi, sustained by Angi, nourished by Angi. Without the Angi, the trunk, the other limbs cannot exist, get sustained, nourished independently. They're all pervaded. Always the whole pervades the fraction. The whole pervades the part. The whole is always all pervasive and all inclusive. The part is included in the whole. Therefore here, Angi, Angani. Therefore, Mahaha is Angi, Angi Vyakritihi, and Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. These three stand for Angani, limbs. Now, on these four Vyakritis, the objects of meditation, Upasya Vishayaha, will be invoked, meditated upon, visualized upon, these alambanani, these symbols. The symbols mean these vyakritis. Each vyakriti serves as an alambanam symbol for a given upasya vishayaha, object of meditation. Upasya vishayaha is a devata. For us, every phenomenon here is revered as devata. So we have the 16 devatas. In each meditation, we have 4 meditations here. In each meditation, 4 devatas are visualized, meditated upon, invoked on this four vyakritis. Alambanani are the same. The symbols are the same, but devatas invoked are different. All these devatas constitute one Ishvara. Okay, let us see here now. Itaraha cha vyakhritayah. So Mahaha symbolizes the Angi Devata. The rest of the 3, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, all of them, the Angani, Itaraha Vyakritayah, they also symbolize respective objects in respect, in different upasanas. So, Lokaha. In the first meditation, we have Lokaha, the worlds. The worlds, all the worlds are looked upon as Ishvara. Then the second meditation, Devaha. Devaha means, you can say, here, the word Devaha means Divyati iti Devaha, that which shines. The word Devaha, it means luminary. So, Devaha, all luminaries are looked upon as Ishvara. Then, all knowledge, all Vedas, treasure house of knowledge, are also looked upon as Ishvara. Nothing here which is not Ishvara. Then, all pranas, all physiological functions, implying life in the whole life itself is Ishvara. Life is Ishvara. All pranas expressive of life are Ishvara. That is, Lokaha, worlds, luminaries, Vedas and pranas. All are going to be visualized, invoked, meditated upon, meditated on these vyakritis. Mahaha ityanena. So this mahaha ityanena, by this specific vyakriti, mahaha meaning big, vyakrityatmana, vyakrityatmana Aditya, anena vyahrityatmana, mahaha ityanena vyahrityatmana, by this specific vyahriti in the form of mahaha, adityaha, in the first meditation, will adityaha, suryaha will be meditated upon this mahaha. The second meditation, chandraha. The third meditation, brahma. The word brahma means omkaraha. The fourth meditation, annam. Bhutena vyapyante. So all these are meditated upon this Mahaha. We are going to see it anyway. Yataha, because Angani, Ataha, Angani, Avayavaha, Anyaha, Devataha, all other Devatas, in each meditation, the Devatas invoked upon the Bhuha Bhuvaha Subhaha are the, like the limbs sustained by sustained. Other Vyakritis are like limbs. Maha is the Angi, the support of all the Angani. So all the Devatas invoked upon these other Vyakritis, Bhuha Bhuvaha Subhaha, are supported by the Devatas invoked upon the Angi Vyakritihi Mahaha. So Devata Grahanam, Devata Grahanam, Upalakshanartham Lokadinam. The word Devata is used here as Upalakshanam, which stands for all the worlds, etc. One word Devata stands for all the worlds, etc. Everything that is here. Okay. Mahaha ityetasya vyahrityatmanaha Devalokadayascha sarve avayavabhutaha. For this, one specific Vyakriti Mahaha. This Mahaha, which stands for Hiranyagarbha's trunk, Lokaha, Devaha, Lokadayaha, so Devas, Lokas, etc. All of them are like the limbs, which I've already told, are like the limbs. Okay. Why they are like the limbs? Mahaha symbolizes the Hiranyagarbheshwara's trunk. It is the main part of Hiranyagarbha. So all of the parts form the limbs connected to the Angi Mahaha. Yataha, because. Ataha, yato taha means what? Because, that's all. Aha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains only that one Vyakritihi Mahaha. Adityadibhi Lokadayaha Mahiyante Iti. See, whichever Devata is going to be visualized, meditated on, upon these Mahaha, that Devata is a prime Devata by which other Angi Devatas are sustained and nourished. What he wants to say is, the verb mahiyante means vardhante, mahiyante means atmanaha angani mahiyante. All limbs, mahiyante means what? Mahan. He explains, mahanam means vriddhihi. Vriddhihi means what? Vardhanam. Vardhanam means what? Upachayaha. Vriddhihi, mahanam, vardhanam, upachayaha means growth. So mahiyante is equal to vardhante. Itti artha. So vardhante means grow. Grow means what? Grow, the verb grow denotes all the worlds enjoying existence. All devatas enjoy their existence. They become nourished. They become sustained. They enjoy life. They enjoy existence only because they are supported by Mahaha. All other devatas enjoy their existence. They become nourished. They become sustained because of Hiranyagarbha. So all of them together constitute Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, the trunk part of Hiranyagarbha symbolized by Mahaha Vyakriti. All of the devatas symbolized by other Vyakritis, Bohu Bhavaha Suvaha, are like the limbs. That is why Mahiyante Anena Iti Mahaha, that Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon, visualized upon, meditated upon, that Vyakriti Mahaha, by him alone, all devatas grow, become sustained, become nourished, enjoy existence. Therefore, that Vyakriti symbolizing Hiranyagarbheshwara is said to be Mahaha. Angi Devataha are visualized upon Mahaha. So, the rest which are supported by Angi are Angani, limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Now you have an idea. Hiranyagarbha is Ishwaraha, Samashtihi, the totality, the entirety here, who is personified as the one having trunk, head, feet and limbs. And four Vyakritis are Alambanani, supportive symbols on which Hiranyagarbha is invoked. Hiranyagarbha is going to be meditated upon. So Hiranyagarbha means the whole. Therefore, separately we are going to see Hiranyagarbha as everything. Therefore, in the first meditation, let us see the first meditation now. So now we are going to read the textbook. The first what I am going to read, is Adhi Loka Vyakrityatma Brahmopasanam. What does it mean? Meditation upon Sagunam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, meditation is known as what? Brahma Upasanam. Means Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Ishwara Upasanam. Meditation upon Sagunam Brahma. The Sagunam Brahma is in the form of what? Vyakritis. Therefore, Vyakrityatma Brahma Upasanam. Vyakrityatma Brahma Upasanam means what? Meditation upon Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of Vyakritis. How do you say? Vyakrityatma Brahma Upasanam. And this Vyakrityatma, this Brahma Upasanam, pertaining to the worlds. Meditation upon Hiranyagarbheshwara, who is in the form of Vyakritis, pertaining to the worlds, is said to be Adhi Loka Vyakrityatma Brahmopasanam. Vyakrityatma means what? In the form of Vyakritis. We use the term Atma to mean in the form of. Is it clear? Adhiloka Vyakrityatma Brahmopasanam is the first meditation. Let me read the mantras here. भूरितिव अयल्लोकः भुवैत्यन्तरिक्षम् सुवरित्यसौ लोकः महैत्यादित्यः. फिनिश्ड. All four Vyakritis you have to see. The first Adhiloka Vyakrityatma Brahmopasanam. The Vyakritihi Bhuhu is a symbol on which Ayam Loka means this world. This world means what? Bhulokaha. So Bhulokaha is object of meditation. Bhuloka is looked upon as the limb. Okay, Bhuloka is meditated upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Okay. Then Bhuvaha. The next Vyakritihi is, look at Bhuvaha as an auspicious utterance. There's an alambanam. What is that which is meditated upon? The next word meditated upon Bhuvaha is Antariksham. Intermediary space connecting the Bhuloka and Swargaloka. You see, you can't imagine. But it helps us here. The whole Bhuloka, for me, I do not know. But here you help to see the entirety of this Bhuloka, the world of mortals, you see as a limb of Hiranyagarbheshwara. Now, Bhuvaha Ityantariksham, the intermediary space symbolized by the Vyakritihi Bhuvaha, you see as another limb of Hiranyagarbheshwara. Maybe feet. Suvaha iti asau. Suvaha iti asau. Suvaha iti asau lokaha. Asau lokaha means other world. So this world, ayam lokaha, this world. Asau lokaha, other world, that world. What is that world? Heaven. So, the heaven, you look at the heaven as another limb of Hiranyagarbheshwara, which is now invoked upon the Vyakritihi Suvaha. The Vyakritis, Hiranyagarbha is the name of Vyakritis. And you see, the heaven, that word, this word, and the intermediary space connecting this word and that word, to be the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha himself is in which form? What the trunk part of Hiranyagarbha? Mahaha. So that Mahaha Vyakritihi stands for Adityaha. So Aditya Devata, Adityaha Surya here. Suryaha. Adityaha Suryaha Sun is meditated upon the Vyakritihi Mahaha. So Adityaha stands for Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha's trunk. And this word, that word, intermediary space, all these words are like the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Why? Aditya, especially in this Adhiloka Upasanam, is meditation pertaining to the worlds. Why Surya Bhagavan is specifically meditated upon the Mahaha? Because there Surya Bhagavan enjoys the priority, enjoys the importance as a superiority, because Adityena vava sarve loka mahiyante. Aditya சர்வே லோகமஹீயந்தே. சர்வே லோகாஹ, ஓகே, திஸ் போகு புவஹா சுவஹா ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃபார் ஆல் அதர் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஆல் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ், பூலோகா, சொர்க்கலோகா, இன்டர்மீடியரி வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ, ஆல் த வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். மஹீயந்தே, மஹீயந்தே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? They grow, they enjoy existence, they become sustained, they become nourished, they enjoy life only because of the blessing of Surya Bhagavan. But for Surya Devata, all other worlds will perish. It is Surya Devata who sustains all the worlds, remaining as the only source of energy. Relatively, absolutely, Parambrahma, that's a different thing. Relatively, it is the Surya Devata who contributes to the sustenance of all the worlds. Therefore, Suryaha is looked upon. Suryaha now symbolizes Hiranyagarbheshwara in the first meditation, who stands for Hiranyagarbha and who is invoked upon the trunk part of Hiranyagarbha. Other lokas are meditated upon as limbs of Hiranyagarbha. So what does it mean? All these four, all the worlds along with Surya Devata are none other than Hiranyagarbha. Understand? This seeing the worlds along with the sun as Hiranyagarbha is Upasana. In fact, all are Bhagavan. Bhuritiva ayalokaha bhuvayityantariksham suvarityasau lokaha மகைத்யாதித்யஹ ஆதித்யேனவாவ சர்வே லோகமஹீயந்தே. There's a purpose why specifically Surya Bhagavan is in here. We go to Gayatri Mantra, there Surya Bhagavan symbolizes Parambrahma. So you should not get confused about it. Okay? In this context, with reference to lokas, the standpoint of lokas, Surya Devata is Pradhana Devata because Suryaha lends life to all these worlds. All these worlds shine, enjoying existence, being nourished and sustained by Surya Bhagavan. They are said to be shining because of the grace and blessings of Surya Bhagavan. Adityena Vava. So Vava has no specific meaning, okay? Of course, Adityena Vava Sarve Lokaha Mahiyante. Okay, this is the first meditation. It is over. Now, please make, you can make a column. Okay, in the first Adhiloka Vyahrityatma Brahmopasanam, Adityaha, the Vyahritihi Mahaha stands for Adityaha, and Bhuhu stands for this word. Bhuvaha stands for intermediary space and Suvaha stands for heaven. Finished? Okay. The next one. Bhuritiva. Now next is Adi Jyotisha or Adi Deva Vyahrityatma Brahmopasanam. The second meditation is what? Adi Deva or Adi Jyotisha Vyahrityatma Brahmopasanam. So meditation upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of all luminaries. Okay. Bhuritiva Agnihi Bhuva Iti Vayuhu Suvarityadityah மக இதி சந்திரமா சந்திரமசாவ சர்வாணி ஜோதிகம் ஸ்ரீமஹீயந்தே. ரிபீட். பூரிதி வா அக்னிஹி புவயிதி வாயுஹ சுவரித்யாதித்யஹ மகயிதி சந்திரமாஹ சந்திரமசாவ சர்வாணி ஜோதிகம் ஸ்ரீமஹீயந்தே. There ends the second meditation. Okay, now Bhuhu is the Vyahritihi. Vyahritis are the same. I remember Pujya Swamiji used to say this. You have a conference and you have on the stage, you have four chairs. And the first session, four guests come and sit and they get up and go away. I will see next set of guests for the next session, next meeting. And they go, the third set of chairs are the same. But the guests who are invited, the speakers are different. You get four sets of speakers to come and occupy the four same chairs in the same place. And you connect the whole program. Understand? So here also the same way here. The four Vyahritayaha, Chatasraha Vyahritayaha are like seats, Alambanani, symbols on which we invoke the grace of different Devatas. In each meditation, you see all the Devatas, Upasya Devatas as Hiranyagarbha. Okay. பூரிதி வா அக்னிஹி. நவ் அக்னிஹி, அக்னிஹி இஸ் மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான், இன்வோக்ட் ஆன், விஷுவலைஸ்ட் ஆன் திஸ் வியாஹ்ருதிஹி பூஹு. வாட் இட் நவ் செகண்ட் மெடிடேஷன், வி மூவ் ஆன் டு செகண்ட் ஒன். பூஹு. So here Agnihi literally means fire. But here we don't take Agnihi as fire. Agnihi as the presiding deity of the organ of speech. Vagindriyasya Adhishtana Devata. Here Agnihi is, which Agni is meditated upon? Agnihi, the fire, is meditated upon as the Adhishtana Devata of Vagindriyam, the presiding deity of the organ of speech. Okay. Then, Bhuvayiti Vayuhu. Bhuvayiti Vayuhu. Now, Vayu Devata, Vayuhu, the wind, is meditated upon this Vyahritihi Bhuvaha. Vyahritis are the same symbols. In each meditation, Devatas are changed. Here, Vayuhu again is not simply seen as the wind element. Vayuhu is specifically seen here as the presiding deity of the strength. Adhishtana Devata of Balam. Okay. Suvaritya Dityaha. So you should not get confused. The same Surya Bhagavan. In the first Loka Upasanam, Adiloka Upasanam, Surya Devata was invoked, visualized upon Mahaha. But in the second Jyoti Gumshi, in the second meditation upon luminaries, Surya Bhagavan is meditated upon Suvaha. Is it clear? Suvaritya Dityaha. Nothing wrong. He had a different purpose. Here Suvaha iti Adityaha. So in the meditation on luminaries as Hiranyagarbha, Surya Devata is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Suvaha. Meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, the worlds as Hiranyagarbha, then Surya Bhagavan was invoked upon Mahaha. Is it clear? Surya Bhagavan is invoked as what in which meditation? Not get confused. Okay. Suvaritya Adityaha. Adityaha. Suvaha iti Adityaha. So Aditya Devata, again same Surya Bhagavan, is invoked upon Suvaha. Suvaha. Why? They're not as Surya. Surya Bhagavan is meditated upon, invoked on, visualized upon Suvaha in the meditation on luminaries, because Surya Bhagavan as the one who is the presiding deity of Buddhihi. Buddhehe Adhishthana Devata. Intellect. As the Adhishthana Devata of Buddhi, as the presiding deity of intellect, Surya Bhagavan, as a luminary, as the presiding deity of the intellect, he is invoked upon this Suvaha in the second meditation. Is it clear? See, in the first meditation as a source of energy, the second meditation, Surya Bhagavan is invoked as the presiding deity of the intellect. Suvarityadityah mahayiti chandramah. Okay, now chandramah is visualized upon this vyakritihi mahaha in the second meditation. Chandramah. Chandramaha is not moon. Here, moon also is not simply seen as a moon. Moon as the Adhishthana Devata of Antahkaranam. The second meditation, Chandramaha, the moon is visualized, meditated upon as the Adhishthana Devata of entire Antahkaranam. And the question comes, generally what we say? We say sun is superior, moon is inferior, because moon borrows its light from sun. That's a different thing. But here, that's not the case. Here you look at moon as the Adhishthana Devata of mind, Antahkaranam. Now, only if Antahkaranam has life, functional, Antahkaranam must back up. Only then all powers can be functional. Pancha Jnanendriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, Pancha Pranaha, all physiological functions, everything can be functional. All sense powers can be functional. Our powers of organs of actions can be functional. Only if the conscious Antahkaranam backs up. Even thinking is possible. Isn't it? Knowing is for everything. Therefore, between mind and intellect, don't get confused. Here, Chandramaha, not just the mind aspect, the entire Antahkarana. So, Chandramaha, the presiding deity of Antahkaranam, is here visualized upon the Mahaha. Why? Chandramasa Bhava சந்திரமசாவாவ சர்வாணி ஜோதீகம் ஷிமஹீயந்தே. சர்வாணி ஜோதீகம்ஷி, ஜோதிம்ஷி, ஜோதிகம்ஷி இஸ் வேதிக், ஜோதிஷ் லியூமினரி, ஜோதிம்ஷி லியூமினரிஸ். சர்வாணி ஜோதிம்ஷி, ஆல் லியூமினரிஸ், ஆல் லியூமினரிஸ். சர்வாணி ஜோதிம்ஷி, ஆல் லியூமினரிஸ் ஷைன், தி கெட் சஸ்டெயின்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி மூன். Which means antahkaranam sustains, contributes, sustenance, life of all other powers, all other organs. Over here, sarvani jyotimshi chandramasa eva mahiyante. It is by the moon, Chandrama Devata alone, all luminaries, Devata's name of luminaries, shine, they enjoy existence. Even they have the status of being glorified, it's all because of the blessing of the moon. Okay, this is second upasana. பூரிதி வா அக்னிஹி புவ இதி வாயுஹு சுவரித்யாதித்யஹ மஹ இதி சந்திரமாஹ சந்திரமசாவாவ சர்வாணி ஜ்யோதிகம் ஷிமஹீயந்தே. ஓகே, நௌ தேர்ட் உபாசனம். A female Vedic chanting will not be like proper male Vedic chanting. Okay? Even though, of course, we don't make mistakes in swaras, but still, the voice. I have to flatten my voice to sound like a man. Bhore devar chaha bhavaye te samane. I should try that. I should not do that. Because I have great reverence for Veda Shastram. Yes, so I want you to understand. I don't want to make mistakes in hearing. பூரிதி வா ருசஹ புவ இதி சாமானி சுவரிதி யஜுகும்ஷி மஹ இதி ப்ரஹ்ம ப்ரஹ்மணா வாவ சர்வே வேதா மஹீயந்தே. பூரிதி வா ருசஹ புவ இதி சாமானி சுவரிதி யஜுகும்ஷி மஹ இதி ப்ரஹ்ம ப்ரஹ்மணா வாவ சர்வே வேதா மஹீயந்தே. Until then we have அதி வேத வியாஹ்ருத்யாத்ம ப்ரஹ்மோபாசனம். So meditation upon Hiranyagarbha as on. Who is in the form of all Vedas. All Vedas are seen as Hiranyagarbha. So here, Bhuhu, the Vyahritihi Bhuhu stands for, symbolizes, all Rigveda mantras. Rik means singular, one Rigveda mantra. Richaha means all Rigveda mantras. Richaha, mantras of Rigveda are said to be Richaha. So Richaha, the one word, a plural word stands for the entire Rigveda. So Richaha means Rigveda mantras. Rigveda mantras means Rigvedaha. The entire Rigvedaha is visualized, meditated upon this Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Then Bhuva Yiti Samani. See, Saman means Sama, nominative case. The base word is Saman. Saman means one Sama mantra. Samani, all Sama mantras. So all Samantras together mean what? Entire Samaveda. All Samamantras of entire Samaveda are meant by the word Samani. So Samaveda is invoked upon this Vyakritihi Bhuvaha. You see Samaveda as one Bhagavan's one limb. You see Rigveda as Bhagavan's one limb. Then Subariti Yajugumshi. Yajumshi. Yajumshi. Yajush is one Yajurveda mantra. Yajumshi, all Yajurveda mantras. So Yajumshi, meaning all mantras of Yajurveda, stands for what? Yajurveda, entire Yajurveda. So entire Yajurveda is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Suvaha. So Rig Sama Yajur. Bhuriti Varchaha Bhuvaiti Samani Suvariti Yajugumshi. Okay. Now what is Mahaha? Mahaiti Brahma. The word Brahma has many meanings. The word Brahma, we know, limitless absolute reality consciousness. The word Brahma also means Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. The word Brahma also means Veda Shastram. The word Brahma also means, you know, Brahmana. Any Brahmana has also said to be a person who is by birth, the Brahmana is also Brahma. And here, the word Brahma does not mean any of those. Here, the word Brahma specifically means Pranavaha, Omkaraha, Mahayiti Brahma. So, Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of Omkara, is here invoked upon this Mahaha. Okay? Mahaha, Brahma here is Omkaraha. So, Omkaraha, Pranavaha, is invoked upon this Vyakritihi Mahaha. Which means, in this meditation on Vedas as Ishvara, seeing all the Vedas as Bhagavan, here, Omkaraha enjoys superiority. Why? Because all the Vedas are Shabdaha, words. All the words are within, constituted of sounds, vowels and consonants, alphabets. Now all alphabets are within Omkara. So Omkara pervades Shabda Brahma. Omkara pervades all the Veda mantras in the form of alphabets and sounds. Isn't it? Also, Om itself stands for both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, that Omkara, all Vedas reduce and the extracted essence of all Vedas is Om. Omkara along with is all four Vedas. Therefore, Mahayiti Brahma. So the third Adhi Veda Vyahrityatma Brahmo Pasanam. Omkaraha Pranavaha, meant by the word Brahma, is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Mahaha. Is it clear? Three upasams are over. Why? Omkara is given superiority here. Why? How does Omkara enjoy superiority? Brahmana bhava sarve veda mahiyante. Brahmana bhava sarve veda mahiyante. Sarve vedaha mahiyante brahmana eva. The bhava recognizes veva. Only because of Omkara, only by the grace of Omkara, Only in the Omkara, all Vedas, the entire treasures of knowledge, survives, enjoys existence, shines, and enjoys the glorification also. Shine. Brahmana, Brahmana Vava Omkarena Eva Pranavena Eva Brahmana Vava Sarve Veda Mahiyante. Okay. With this Veda, Adiveda Vyahrityatma Brahmopasanam is over. And go to the next last meditation. Bhuriti Vai Pranaha. Here begins Adhiprana Vyahrityatma Brahmopasanam. Bhuriti Vai Pranaha. Bhuvaitya Panaha. Suvariti Vyanaha. Mahayityannam. Annena Vava Sarve Prana Mahiyante. Bhuriti Vai Pranaha. Bhuvaitya Panaha. Suvariti Vyanaha. Mahayityannam. Annena Vava Sarve Prana Mahiyante. So here, Bhuhu Iti Vai Pranaha. The same Vyahruti Bhuhu is used as an alambanam on which Hiranyagarbha in the form of prana is involved. What is pranaha? Praggamanavan vayuhu pranaha. So bhuhu, the prana is invoked upon bhuhu. Bhuvayiti, bhuvayitya panaha. Actually, apana prana generally stands for inhalation. But here, apana prana is the one who is involved in the function of evacuation, excretion. Obtaining in the kidneys, etc. Okay. So, bhuvayitya panaha. Anyway, whatever it is, you take it as inhalation, or take it as exhalation, or excretion, all functions are expressed by these three. Water is mentioned here, apanaha. So, bhuvaha is, see, bhuvaha. Apanaha is invoked upon bhuvaha. Suvariti vyanaha. So vyahruti suvaha here stands, symbolizes vyanaha. Vyanaha, which governs the function of circulatory system, which governs the circulatory system. Vyanaha. Okay. Now, these three stands for all other pranas also. Pancha pranas. Now, for all the pranas, for all physiological functions to happen constantly, non-stop, one must have energy. The energy is possible only if we eat food, isn't it? If we don't eat food, all pranas will start making noise inside. Pranas will start slowly, they'll stop functioning. Therefore, mahayityannam, annam, food. Never take food for granted. Okay. Annam is meditated upon here. Annam is invoked on this vyahrutihi mahaha. Annam. Mahayityannam. அன்னே நபாவ சர்வே பிராண மகியந்தே. All the pranas, first of all, enjoy their existence. They become nourished. They become sustained. And they survive. I mean, physiological functions only because of the great blessing of Bhagavan in the form of food. Sarve prana mahiyante. அன்னேன பாவ சர்வே பிராணமஹியந்தே. See, even if you not specifically don't meditate, even when you are reading, trying to understand the meaning of these mantras, you are really placing your attention in many facts, subtle facts. It is a meditation. Class itself is a meditation. Puja Swami, that's why I like Puja Swamiji always used to say, in the class, what you're listening is dhyanam only. If attention is here, it is meditation. Sagunam Brahma is always our subject matter. Sometimes it becomes nidhyasanam. We go to second chapter of Brahmananda Valli, it will be a class of nidhyasanam only. Okay, so four meditations are over. Let us read again once mantras. So what do we understand here? In each meditation, you are seeing all, in the first meditation, you are seeing all the worlds as Ishvara. The second meditation, you are seeing all the luminaries as Ishvara, all the powers as Ishvara. The third meditation, you are seeing all the Vedas as Ishvara. The fourth meditation, you are seeing all pranas as Ishvara. And the whole, you are seeing pranas, Vedas, lokas, luminaries, everything as Ishvara. Understand? Which means the whole cosmos is Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara means what here? Everything is manifestation of jnanam. When you say everything is Ishvara means everything is manifestation of knowledge. When you look at an opaque thing, you do not look at the opaque thing as an opaque thing. No way. Opaque thing, when it shines, it is no more opaque. As long as it does not shine, it is opaque. It remains covered in darkness, an opaque thing is opaque. The time it starts shining, it is what? It is reflection of light. An opaque thing is looked upon as a reflection of light. Why? Because opaque thing reflects light as a reflecting medium, isn't it? Opaque thing is looked upon as reflection of light. No more opaque. Similarly, in everything in this universe, anything and everything which enjoys the status of being existent is manifestation of knowledge. So the whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, when it is not looked upon as a mere bundle of energy, inert material energy, looked upon as a macrocosmic being, the whole Ishvara. So we cannot see the whole as Ishvara. Therefore, in each meditation, we are helped to see everything as Ishvara. Four different meditations, totally on these four auspicious utterances known as Vyakhritayaha, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, are used as Alambanani symbols, and on which we invoke in four sets of devatas, totally 16 sets of devatas, and all of them together constitute one Hiranyagarbha. In each meditation, you can see separately as Hiranyagarbha. We don't have four Hiranyagarbhas. Four devatas in the first meditation is Hiranyagarbha. Four devatas in the second meditation is Hiranyagarbha. The whole. The third meditation, the fourth meditation, all devatas are Hiranyagarbha. And all 16 together constitute also what? Hiranyagarbha. In fact, one of the disciples of Adishankara Bhagavatpada, Sureshwara Acharya, says, Shodasha Kalapurusho, Kalapurusha Brahmopasanam. Hiranyagarbha is said to be Shodasha Kalapurushaha. Because 16 aspects constitute the subtle body, isn't it? And the Sukshma Prapanchaha is also totality of 16 aspects. Totality of 16 aspects. Jnanendriyani, Karmendriyani, Panchapranaha, Antahkaranam, 16. We don't separate as Manaha, Buddhi, Chitta. So, the subtle aspects of the totality of all is said to be Shodasha Kalapurushaha. This is interpretation, Suresh Acharya's interpretation. Anyway, what I wanted to see, Upanishad helps us to understand the fact of Bhagavan being the whole. Is it clear? Okay. With this, it is over. Let us see the Bhashyam now. As I already said in yesterday's class, there is no elaborate commentary on this section of Shankara Bhagavatpada. He simply mentions what we already see. I am Lokaha, Agnihi, Rigvedaha, Pranaha, Iti, Prathama Vyahritihi. What is Prathama Vyahritihi? Bhuhu. Is it clear? Bhuhu is the Prathama Vyahritihi. The first Vyahritihi is Bhuhu. In each meditation, Bhuhu stands for. The first meditation, Bhuhu stands for Lokaha. Second meditation, Bhuhu stands for Agnihi. The third meditation, Bhuhu symbolizes Rigveda. The fourth meditation, Bhuhu stands for Prana. Is it clear? He says that. Iti Prathama Vyahritihi. Then, Bhuhu Iti. Prathama Vyahritihi Bhuhu Iti. Evam. Uttarot. Ekaika Chaturdha Bhavati. In this manner, Uttarottara Ekaika Chaturdha Bhavati. So in each set also, if you apply the same principle, each one of the Vyakritis. Uttarotra means what? The following later Vyakritis. Each one of the following later Vyakritis. So each Vyakriti will symbolize four the upasya vishayaha, four objects to be meditated upon. Is it clear?
Okay.
Bhuhu iti evam uttarottaraikaika uttarottaraikaika uttara uttara uttarottara eka eka ekaika uttara uttara eka eka uttarottaraikaika chaturdha bhavati. Applying the same principle, each and every one of the later vyakritis, each of those vyakritis will symbolize four upasya devatas in four meditations. Is it clear? Okay. Then Shankara Bhagavatpada moves on to the next word, Mahaha. See, he does not explain everywhere. The word Brahma happens to have many meanings in the Upanishad, the Veda Shastram. We may get confused. Where the word Brahma means a Brahmana, it means a Param Brahma reality, or it means Sagunam Brahma, or it is a Veda Shastram. So he wants to make it very clear, Maha iti Brahma. There, in the third Adiveda Upasanam, the word Brahma, symbolized by the Vyakriti Mahaha, does not mean Veda, absolute reality, or Sagunam Brahma, or even Brahmana. What does it mean? Brahma iti omkaraha. Brahma iti omkaraha. Brahma iti omkaraha. Are you all following? Okay. Brahma iti omkaraha. Brahma iti omkaraha. That the word Brahma means omkaraha. Now the question comes, why do we take the word Brahma as omkara? Not as any other meaning, because shabda adhikare anyasya asambhavat. Shabda adhikaraha means in the context of words. Shabda means word here. All the Vedas are in the form of sounds, in the form of words. One of the names of Veda is Shabda Brahma. Veda Shastram is in the form of sounds, words only. Therefore, Shabda Adhikare means Shabda Sandarbhe. In the context of Vedas consisting in the form of words, Anyasya Asambhavat, Anyasya Asambhavaha. Other meaning, there is impossibility of other meaning in the context of Vedas in the form of words. Anyasya artasya asambhavaha. Asambhavat. As it is not possible for any other meaning to be there in the context of Vedas in the form of words, the word Brahma means Omkaraha. Is it clear? Okay. Uktartham anyat. Anyat uktartham means what? Anyat means the rest of things is as already said. Anyat uktartham. Uktam artham, ukta artham, ukta artham. Everything else has been said already. There's no confusion about it. So Shankara Bhagavad Pada thinks that we understand everything easily. We do not need much explanation here. So he does it. Got it? Okay. Tava etaschatasraschaturdha. Tava etaschatasraschaturdha. Chatasraschatasro vyahrutayah. Chatasraschatasro vyahrutayah. Chatasraschatasro. That dental sakara and palatal shakara, you must make a note. Okay. Chatasraschatasro vyahrutayah. Tayo veda, saveda brahma, saveda brahma, sarve smai deva balima vahanti. Tava etas chatasras chaturdham, chatasras chaturdham, chatasras chatasro vyahrutayah. Tayo veda, saveda brahma, sarve smai deva balima vahanti. So here, taha va yetaha. You know, taha, third person, plural, pronoun. Taha, those vyakritis. Which vyakritis? Those vyakritis which are mentioned here in this section, four vyakritis. Bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, mahaha. Chatastra, etaha chatastraha, chaturdha. Taha, etaha chatastraha, vyahrutayaha. Vyahrutayaha. How are they? Chaturdha. Chaturdha. In fourfold ways, those vyakritis, four vyakritis, which are mentioned in this section, in fourfold ways, chaturdha means what? In fourfold ways, for the purpose of meditation. And how? Chatasraha, chatasraha, chatasraha vyakritayaha. Chatasras chatasro vyahrutayah. Means what? Means chatasraha chatasraha vyahrutayah. Means all those four vyahrutis are used in each meditation. All those chatasraha chatasraha means all those four vyahrutis are made use of in all four meditations. In each of the four meditations, all four vyakritis are made use of in each of all four meditations. It is implied. We have to separate the words. Meditation is not mentioned. We have to add. Okay. Now, finally, Acharya's mantra Upanishad says, yaha veda, the person who knows. Here, the word veda literally means knows. Here, dhyayati, veda here is dhyayati, natu janati. The person who meditates upon those vyakritis. Taha means யஹ தாஹ வேத மீன்ஸ் வாட் யஹ தாஹ வேத த பர்சன் ஹூ மெடிடேட்ஸ் அப்பான் தோஸ் வியாகிருதீஸ் சஹ தட் பர்சன் பிரம்மவேத பிரம்மவேத மீன்ஸ் வாட் he understands Omkara, he understands Bhagavan as Hiranyagarbha in the form of Omkara. He knows, he understands Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha in the form of Omkara. Saha Brahma Veda, Yaha Taha Veda, Saha Brahma Veda. Be careful. The Veda has come twice. Yaha Taha Veda, the person who meditates upon those Vyakrutis, Saha Brahma Veda means what? He knows Brahma. The word Veda means, first time the word Veda means meditates. Second time the word Veda means knows, understands. Yaha Taha Veda, the person who meditates upon those Vyakrutis, he understands Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha in the form of Omkara. Okay. Sarve Devaha tasmai asmai balim avahanti. Sarve asmai deva balim avahanti. ஸ்மை தேவா பலிமா வகந்தி சர்வே தேவாக அஸ்மை பலிம் ஆவகந்தி. வெரி நைஸ். தட் பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் ஒன் வித் ஹிரண்யகர்பா. ஹி அட்டைன்ஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் ஹிரண்யகர்பா. தேர்பை ஆல் தேவாஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஆல் காட் ஆல் தோஸ் தேவாஸ் Asmai means to this person. To this person who has become one with Hiranyagarbha, for him, Balim Avahanti, they bring or they carry oblations. Balim Avahanti, they bring, they carry oblations. They bring offerings to him, to this person. Asmai, to this person, meditator, now who is one with Hiranyagarbha? See, this is not moksha. Okay? Upasana palam is not mokshaha. See, Hiranyagarbha padavi. The position of being Hiranyagarbha. Being one with Hiranyagarbha. So once you become Ishvara, devatas bring oblations, offerings unto this meditated as Hiranyagarbha. சர்வே தேவாஹ அஸ்மை பலிம் ஆவகந்தி. They bring oblations, they bring offerings. Offered oblations. Oblation means what? Whatever is offered is oblation, isn't it? The offerings they bring. Okay, the rest we'll see next class. If you have any questions, please do text me, I'll answer. And we have to understand a few things in this section. I've only completed the literal aspect of literal meanings of the mantras. Okay, understood four meditations, etc. But I have to explain a few things here. Okay, we'll see the next class. We'll complete quickly next class and we'll go on to the next one. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.